Oh my god. It can't be. Is that a tiny little human man down there? Oh, you poor thing. What are you doing out here late at night on the street all alone? You know it's so dangerous out here for tiny little things like you. Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you. Let me pick you up. Oh, that's it, don't worry, come here. Let me get a good look at you. You're so cute. You're a bit cold. Why are you naked? Have you been up to something naughty? You know, it's really cold this time of year. You shouldn't be out like this. You're cold with no clothes. What? You were running away from a giantess that was trying to eat you. No, there's no way. Really? You know, I have heard of giantesses eating tiny little humans before, but I've never really known anyone that's done it. At least that I know of. Though, little humans are supposed to be tasty. Oh, don't be scared. I would never eat you. Don't worry, darling. Though you are rather cold. Perhaps I could warm you up with my tongue. But I won't eat you or swallow you or anything like that. I'll just lick you and kiss you and warm you up with my mouth. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Don't be scared. I promise I will not eat you, alright? I swear on my own life. Though I'd be lying if I said I wasn't curious on how sweet you taste. I've got plenty of food at home, and I'm not hungry. And, well, I don't really like the idea of eating a human. That's rather barbaric. But I would like to explore your little body with my tongue. I think you'd find it rather enjoyable as well. Being up so, so close to a giantess's mouth. Licked. And kissed. All over. Completely safe and sound, with no risk of being eaten. How does that sound? Yes, I thought you might like that. Oh, you are so tired. Don't worry, darling. I'll have you warmed up in no time. Do you like that? Something tells me that you do. Darling, aren't you sweet? I can see why some giantesses might like to eat you. Oh, don't worry, you know I won't. I promise. You're perfectly safe in my hands. I think you're rather enjoying this, aren't you? I can tell. I'm happy that I can make you feel good and explore your body safely. You are so sweet. Oh, don't worry. I don't want to finish with you yet. I wish I could take you home, keep you all to myself forever. God, you're so small and adorable. I simply can't believe my luck. Come across you here tonight. I suppose I'm somewhat your hero, aren't I? You know, after having rescued you in the cold, after you escaped that big mean giantess that was trying to eat you. You know, the least you could do is come home with me and let me properly take care of you. Oh, your body is delicious. You know, I can't understand why anyone would want to eat you. No, I mean, you're very tasty, but oh, I would love to just keep you so that I could lick you and kiss you all over every day. If I ate you, you, well, wouldn't be here anymore, would you? And that would be no fun. Then I couldn't taste your sweet, tiny little body anymore. You're like a sweet little piece of chewing gum, just without the chewing. A reusable little candy. I mean, I have been trying to watch my weight. After all, my hips aren't getting any smaller. I am rather robust. You would be the perfect diet, you know that. Not actually eating you, but Oh, I could taste you all day, and then I wouldn't be snacking on unhealthy things. Just the taste of your absolute tiny little body would satisfy every craving that I have. Oh, I'm not going to let you go. I mean, not really. You can go if you want to. I don't see why you would want to, though, when you could be picked up and licked and kissed all over by a nice, gentle giantess every day for the rest of your life. Oh, I could take you home and I'd cook you meals and make you so comfortable. If only you let me taste you just like this every day. Wouldn't that be a wonderful arrangement, darling? I'll leave it up to you. You're nice and warm now. Maybe we'll get you some clothes. And if you want, you can go on your way. Or you can come home with me and I'll take care of you forever. You can stay as long as you want. And I'll treat you like my own tiny little tasty king. Wouldn't that be lovely? Oh, I'm so glad you want to come with me. I think this arrangement is going to work out very nicely for both of us. Now, my house is not far away. It's just around the corner. Let's get you there, and nice and warm, and I'll get you something to eat. And then maybe I'll taste your tiny little body some more. How does that sound? Good. Let's go. I can't wait to bring you home with me. Oh.